What's going on, everybody? It's Edward Davis, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about why right now, July, during the summer, is the best time to be recruiting athletes. So without further ado, let's get into it. So the big question is this. How are sports agents like you and I, who didn't cheat and take money from big-time investors, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we compete in a way that lets us get our message, services, and the things that we believe out to the world, and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast is going to give you the answer. My name is Edward Davis, and welcome to Sports Agent Secrets. All right, so today I want to talk about when is the best time to be recruiting prospects and athletes. Now, due to NIL, it has literally changed the game. You can go after athletes anytime, any place. It's never really a bad time because you don't have to wait till these guys are getting ready for the draft to sign them. Now you can, you know, sign them as long as it's eligible in their state. But what I will say is going after athletes during the summertime is the optimal time to be recruiting. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of times these athletes are at home. They are away from the gatekeepers, the coaches, the assistant coaches, the compliance officers, you know, the handlers during the season, because that's when a lot of people are on top of them. But during the summer, they don't have that many people around them. So it's a better time to go after athletes. So I highly recommend that if you're trying to break into the industry, don't wait until the season gets started. Go after the athletes right now. And just to give you a timestamp, it's July 2023. So I recommend, you know, the best time to go after athletes is during the summer. The next best time is during the spring. Or, you know, and then the worst case scenario is during the season. And the reason why I say worst case scenario is because if you're going after athletes during the season, especially if they're big time athletes, chances are you're too late. I remember Owen Papa, kid I signed for NIL, just got drafted by the Arizona Cardinals. I knew Owen since he was in 10th grade. Owen and my brother played football together at Grayson High School in Georgia. They won a state championship in 2017. It was a great game. They played against Malik Willis, the guy that got drafted by the Titans. Awesome game, okay? Now, I've been knowing Owen since then. Owen's been a stud since 10th grade. Ended up graduating 5-star, went to Auburn. So I've been following this kid since then. And I remember I started doing my research on Owen, just trying to, you know, figure out, you know, what agents were talking to him. And I found his handler. I found a guy that was training him his freshman year. And I reached out to the trainer just to get some intel, some insight. And I kid you not, I was talking to them. This was, 2019? Yeah, 2019, right? And I was like, yeah, you know, I want to get Owen. I want to go ahead and get the head start. You know, I want to start building that relationship with you first and then, you know, possibly talk to Owen, right? How about they said athletes first is already, you know, trying to get them. I'm like, what? You know, fast forward to 2023, he ends up going to, guess what? Athletes first. So that was, 2023? You do the math. So if you're waiting to end the season to try to talk to a superstar player, and mind you, Owen went 5th round. So imagine a 1st-round draft pick, you know? Imagine a lottery pick. Imagine a top-5 baseball player. If you want to get these high-profile players, do not wait to end season. I recommend, honestly, you should be talking to them, you know, 2 to 3 years before they peak, because if you wait till they peak, now you're going to have to drop a bag, and you're going to have a lot of competition with the other agents. So I don't want to go, you know, I'll try to keep these podcasts really, really short, but that right there is some very, very very valuable information. If you know a player is really, really good or is about to break out, you need to go and build that relationship right now. Do not wait until after they break out, because the price goes up, the ego goes up, and the gatekeepers come out. Okay? So hope you guys got some information from that. Hope you guys got some good information from that. And I apologize for, you know, breathing real hard. I literally just got off the bike, but I said I'm going to do a better job of making these podcasts for you. So, you know, I do this raw, unedited, but I hope you guys enjoy it. Again, if you like this podcast, do me a favor, just screenshot it, tag me, put it on Instagram, Twitter, the new IG threads, YouTube, wherever you post that, just post it. Let me know. I appreciate the feedback, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Sports Agent Secret Podcast. If you genuinely enjoyed this episode, then please take a screenshot and post it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or wherever else you post stuff. And make sure to tag me in it. Let me know why you enjoyed this episode and what you would love to hear from me so that I can make that for you in the future. And as always, if you want to become a professional sports agent in the next 30 days without going to law school, without taking some difficult certification exam, then the Sports Agent Masterclass is for you. Go to www.sportsagentmasterclass.com and I'll see you on the other side. Take care.